The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Wake up with the crew. Wake up with the crew. The show is on.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Monday edition of the Wake Up Crew. Doesn't that music bring you back, Dalton?
Nope. Yes, it does.
To the early days.
Oh, the early days when that was our only open.
Yeah, it was.
I was the first
for about
one.
2 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we got busy.
Then we, yeah.
Took it to another
level. Yeah, we upped the ante, as it were.
What are you talking about, Willis?
And now that's what we do.
Yeah. Monday is March 11th. And this is episode 1,361. I hardly got that out. Spring begins in 8 days, and spring break is in 12 days, and Easter in 20 days. Of course, yeah, wake up, man.
Wake up with the crew.
We sprung forward. You should be okay by now. It's Monday.
You'll live.
It was dark this morning. Scary.
Scary. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it happens. It happens. You'll get used to it.
It happens twice a year, every year. So
give it 2 or 3 days and you'll be fine.
I know, but they both feel different.
Well,
they are
different.
When you fall back, it's like it messes up with your time to go to bed. You feel tired an hour earlier. And then here, it's like it takes you a week to not be tired.
Well,
it
sparks me. It makes me want to stay up
Woo!
More.
Yeah.
You know, because 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock when it's dark, hey, you feel like it's, you know, 5 o'clock. And, you know, boom. You've already wasted 2 hours.
To be honest, though, John, I feel like we're very similar in that everything makes us want to stay up more because we're both night owls.
We're night owls, yeah. which is not good when you do a morning show, is
it's
it?
It's not.
That's really not what you're
makes
looking
it
for.
Miserable.
Hey, let's do this show and get two guys that want to stay up till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
We should do a late night show. That's what we should do. We should do a show from like 9 to 10.
We'll have to talk differently.
Uh-huh.
Good evening.
Good evening, everybody.
Welcome. Let's talk about aliens.
Welcome to the go-to-bed crew. You know,
Area 51.
You know,
or 52. What is it?
Area 51. Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Coast to coast.
52.
Area 52. The first one wasn't good enough, so we made a second one.
Yeah, it's in Las Casas.
Wow. We're getting close to that time of the year now when summer's going to be here, and, you know, we're... Probably some of our listeners, hopefully they won't disappear, but
they might.
Don't go away. They're probably not going to get up as early.
No.
They're probably not here now.
But I think they'll stay up for the they'll get up for the 7 o'clock hour when you, what's the word I'm looking for? Spit out some things like, did you know? Or, you know, he does that little checklist of stuff that he has.
Oh yeah.
They like that when they get to hear the voice of Brian Barrett. And I have not said anything, but your election coverage,
oh yes,
was absolutely amazing. But we did have, you know, Dalton and I have critiqued your performance.
I heard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so.
Don't bring me into this. This was you.
Well, nah,
I was part of it.
I mean, you know, you've been on radio so long that I don't think you realize that your hands are like moving actively. I mean, you know, I mean, they're like,
oh,
going,
yeah.
He was like
and,
going to
and
town.
Can't forget air piano. Does it up here? He'll say, and if you'll notice. You do that one a lot. I noticed it a few weeks ago. I don't think it's even that.
It was more like cupping your hands and you would.
And he does this one. He just like breaks his fingers.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm just a little pointer there. You might want to eliminate that.
And I told him this a while
I like
back.
That part.
I told him this a while back when talking about his Rutherford weather
so
stuff.
You're doing the same thing.
I do the same thing. Yeah. But that's because I'm a pastor.
Well, you're his son, you know, too.
You know. That too. Let me crack my fingers real quick. Let me air piano. I told him, I said, when you talk for Rutherford Weather, you need to be less Rutherford Issues and more Wake Up Crew. And take away. You don't need to talk in your radio voice. And he hasn't done it. He's still.
It's Rutherford Weather here. looks like the forecast today.
It does. He has two different voices.
He does.
One for this show. And then now you're not here on the days you're not here. He does get a little bit more,
A little more Rutherford issues.
Yeah, I mean, it's more like, hello, you know, like
I'm Brian.
Brian, you're having a great morning, huh? Yes,
Brian Barrett here, and my bank gives me lollipops.
We're going to take a break. We're off to a blazing start on a Monday morning.
Stay tuned for the Brian Barrett Show coming up in a moment.
He can fire us?
No, he doesn't pay us.
Watch the panic set in when that happens. 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll wake up to a couple more frosty mornings, but our temperatures will be warming up throughout the week. Details-wise, we'll have a bit of frost on the ground to start our day off today. Otherwise, we'll have sunny skies and a high near 61. We'll have another round of frost develop tonight with mostly clear skies and a low around 34. Tuesday will warm up to 68 with sunny skies. Tuesday night is a low of 45. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 29 degrees.
Who buys Habitat for Humanity homes?
People who are working, and they work hard. Generally, it's 40 to 80% of the area median income.
And everyone can support the dream of home ownership by shopping at the Habitat Restore.
We have 20 future homeowners in our program right now.
It just does so much for the community.
Please shop at the Habitat Restore, 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Del Wamsley and the Wealth Cycle.
This is the wealth cycle that I've taught for 30 years. Buy one house, 10 houses, an apartment, two apartments, 820, 500 units, 1,000 units, 2,000, 5,000 units. And as you keep putting the money and the profits back in, you become one of those rich people. And much quicker than you'd even believe.
Learn Dell's Wealth Cycle at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2023. Save 60%. Code 2023. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. And 38 years ago, we introduced a half-pound burger to Murfreesboro, Tennessee, using our own ground beef recipe and a fresh Lewis Bakery's bun. Well, 38 years later, we're still serving you the same delicious, juicy half-pound burger.
Toots, good food and fun since 1985.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy service life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In the NFL, breaking late Sunday in the news that the Pittsburgh Steelers have reportedly signed veteran quarterback Russell Wilson to a one-year deal. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and quarterback Baker Mayfield reportedly agreed on a three-year deal worth $100 million, $50 million guaranteed, and the New England Patriots traded quarterback Mac Jones to the Jacksonville Jaguars. NBA games of note, Thunder beat the Grizzlies 124-93. Oklahoma City moves one game up on Denver for the top record in the Western Conference. Timberwolves lose to the Lakers 120-109. Anthony Davis, 27 points and 25 rebounds for LA. Minnesota is now a game and a half out of that top spot in the West. Bucks over the Clippers, 124-117. Damian Lillard, 35 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 34 points. And the win for Milwaukee. Pacers over the Magic, 111-97. 76ers beat the Knicks, 79-71. College basketball, Stetson, Drake, and Longwood all win their conference tournament titles to go to the NCAA tournament.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Yeah, boy, 621 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's charitable foundation, Sharing Change, is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of nonprofits. You can find out more at sharingchange.org. You know, they're doing that in stores now. I know Firehouse Sub.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you got like if your bill is like $8.99, they say, do you want to just make that $9?
Uh-huh.
And it goes to charity or whatever.
I don't want
to
make it $9. Why would I want to do that?
Panda
I wouldn't have bought something for $8.99 if I wanted something for $9.
Panda Express does that too, I think.
Yeah.
A lot of those places they'll use that to tip their employees.
Now if you hate Nernies. Mm. And you pay cash and you hate Nernies, that works out great.
Yes.
Because
I don't pay cash.
I don't get a penny back, you know, nasty penny. You know, I just go ahead.
$8.99 100 times, that's a whole extra dollar.
Well, I know. At Panda, they have a charity of the month or something, I think, that they give it to.
Don't you want to give to charity, buddy?
No. Yes. No.
You are your charity, aren't you?
I'm charity.
He's hopeless. He's absolutely hopeless.
Why don't you round up the money and give it to me?
And people call in telling us that we are mean to him. You know, really, that's kind of hard to believe. Hey, our song of the day, Brian.
What is it?
I think we've got a new theme this week.
No.
We're still in the happy songs?
Oh.
Read your sheet.
Well,
it says
at
the top.
It's supposed to be a surprise.
What does it say at the top?
The final week.
Final week.
Of happy, feel-good songs. Read your That's Katrina and the Waves with Walking on Sunshine at number 24 on the survey. Just kidding.
That's made me feel real happy.
I think of that Michael J. Fox movie that's got that song all through it. I can't remember. It was in the 80s, but he played a kid boss. I mean, he was a young guy, and he was working at a – he had started messing around with the wife of the boss kind of thing. So, anyway. I can't think of the name of it.
It's called Kid Boss.
Back to the... No, okay. Our good neighbor of the day...
The secret of my success.
Yes, thank you. The good neighbor of the day is Daniel McKee School, the whole school.
The whole school.
The whole good neighbor school of the day for doing a great job helping get our young people on the right track. Everyone there does a great job, and Daniel McKee will receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
So if you'd like to send us a good neighbor, doesn't matter who it is, just let us know about it. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor and let us know who you would like to be the good neighbor of the day.
Tape a toy snake to the top of your car when you park and you'll never have another bird poop on it ever again.
Are you kidding me?
Because they're scared of the snake. They're scared
really?
It's going to eat them.
That's pretty cool. 624 here on the crew.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Manufacturing, construction, agriculture. Blue-collar jobs are the backbone of America. Those workers know the car they drive to work isn't just for show. It's what gets them to their paycheck. So where do you turn when you need a car but your credit isn't perfect? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been helping everyday Americans like you through life's financial journey for over 65 years. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. 21-year-old Luca Howard of Murfreesboro announced his intention to run for the 49th District of Tennessee State House of Representatives, representing most of Smyrna, parts of Laverne, and central Rutherford County. The district consists almost of 70,000 residents and is currently headed by Mike Sparks of Smyrna. He's the second Democrat vying for the Democratic nomination and is still garnering signatures to qualify for the August 1st primary. A suspect is wanted after a Friday morning bank robbery in Murfreesboro. Police say the robber entered this bank just before 10 o'clock with a revolver and demanded money. He left the bank on foot. The robber was wearing a green hoodie, black ski mask, gloves, and a white surgical mask. A canine unit attempted to track the robber but was unsuccessful due to the inclement weather. Here's why your cell phone kept going off this weekend. There was a girl missing, the center of an Amber Alert. The good news is she's been found safe in Texas, according to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. The TBI issued an endangered child alert on behalf of 7-year-old Iris Crum Saturday, March 2nd. Authorities reported that she was last seen Friday, March 1st, near Blue Fox Trail in Murfreesboro. On Friday, March 8th, the TBI upgraded the endangered child alert to an Amber Alert based on additional information developed during the search for 7-year-old Iris Crum and growing concern about her well-being. Iris was believed to be in the company of her non-custodial mother, 30-year-old Kayla Cereda. This past Sunday, the TBI announced that Iris was found safe in Texas and Kayla was taken into custody. More news online at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 minutes after the hour here on The Wake Up Crew, and we want to remind you that we have Good Neighbor events coming up and another check of the forecast. We'll also be taking that first look at traffic, which is always very important this time in the morning. Maybe not this early, but during that 7 o'clock hour, it's really important. So,
crucially important.
I think we...
Critically important.
Have you noticed that they always use on the TV news stations that the weather girl or they always... Traffic is the first thing they do.
Mm.
You know, I mean, it's kind of the, you know, get a new personality on there. Channel 5 has a new weather girl on the weekends. Have you seen her?
Yes, I have.
She's different. I like her. She's different. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of, she's more relaxed, kind of, hey, it's cold front coming in, you know.
There's some changes coming with their weekend anchor as Emily Luxon has.
I know, after moving 17 years or something like that.
She's been doing it a while.
You know, they've been very fortunate about keeping weekends. You know, Jennifer Krause has been doing the mornings forever and ever.
Yeah.
So it's going to be important who they get. Channel 4 has tried to become more regular with their same crew. And Channel 2 still kind of, they've got the morning, but now they've got a weekend guy that's pretty good at night. So they're all kind of, but I don't understand how they're doing. I don't know. I don't have any idea how they're doing their news. Like in the daytime, it's almost like they all have different shifts, but you might see, you know, they intersperse them out throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dan Thomas might do 3 o'clock, then he might do 6. And it's kind of confusing. I guess they just say, well, you're going to be listening to us all day because we're going to use different people.
There's a schedule of an 8-hour shift. And
I noticed that the girl that does traffic does the 4 o'clock news on WSMV, and then Holly and them come in at 5. So there's a pre-anchor.
Gotcha.
That she does. I guess that gives them another hour of sleep.
Well, now, and they're,
you know,
doing
they
more
do
11 later
o'clock
on.
And they do 12. Yeah. So.
And that's all that local TV is now, is just news.
It pretty much is.
Yeah.
It really is. Where's Kelly Clarkson going to go? I guess Channel 17. That's all I know.
She's not on Channel 5 anymore?
Yeah, she's still on, but it's just a matter of time.
It's only a matter of time.
Because the competition will say, you know, now they've got, Channel 5's got to news at 9, they do a thing at 9.
And if you think about it, it's a whole lot cheaper for these stations to pay local anchors than it is to finance out and license out TV shows and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it just
is.
Well,
the syndicated one, but like The Price is Right, you've got to keep it. It's a CBS thing. And ABC does Kelly and Mark. Yeah. Mm. So those shows will probably still stay on. So not all of them will go away. It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
All right, 1918, the U.S. Army mess cook Private Albert Gitchell of Fort Riley, Kansas, becomes the first documented case of the Spanish flu.
Oh, no!
And it started a worldwide pandemic, killing 50 to 100 million people.
And what year was that?
That was at 1918.
Yep. They say it happens about every 100 years.
Well, yeah, and it did.
Yeah.
Yeah. In 1950, so I won't have to worry about the next one.
You won't
one.
Have to worry about the next one. Hopefully I won't either.
You won't
so.
Either. Brian, he'll live forever. He'll be there to report the news.
That bill with disease.
No, he'll be.
That bill with disease.
He can't play his piano with his bad fingers.
I've got arthritis.
In 1958, Charles Van Doren finally loses on U.S. TV game show 21 after winning $129,000, later revealing that it was fixed. They knew the answers.
They made a movie about that.
Yeah, they did. Great movie.
Good movie, yeah.
You wouldn't think that would be a great movie.
It's called like The Game Show or something,
yeah, it's
right?
Pretty good. A quiz show, maybe.
Quiz show, yeah. That's it.
1967, Pink Floyd releases the first single, Arnold Lane. In 1968, Otis Redding brings out Sitting on the Dock of the Bay after passing away.
So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
A great singer. 1991, Janet Jackson signs a $40 million album deal with Virgin Records. And 1997, Beatle Paul McCartney is knighted by Queen Elizabeth II.
Maybe I'm a man, maybe I'm a lonely man who's in the middle of something that he doesn't really understand.
Great song right there.
Yeah,
one of his best.
Song.
And 2018, the superhero movie The Black Panther becomes the fifth Marvel movie to earn $1 billion worldwide. It ain't happening lately, though.
Nope.
Coming up, Brandon Brooks has got Rewind. This is John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett's with you, and Brian Barrett all here all morning long on the Wake Up Crew. It's 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind. March 11th, 1967. The Supremes had the number one song in the nation. This date in 1972.
No, I can't forget this evening.
Nilsson hit the top of the charts with Without You. March 11th, 1978. Andy Gibb had the number one song in the nation. And this date in 1989. Debbie Gibson hits number one with Lost in Your Eyes. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay, and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll wake up to a couple more frosty mornings, but our temperatures will be warming up throughout the week. Details-wise, we'll have a bit of frost on the ground to start our day off today. Otherwise, we'll have sunny skies and a high near 61. We'll have another round of frost develop tonight with mostly clear skies and a low around 34. Tuesday, we'll warm up to 68 with sunny skies. Tuesday night is a low of 45. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 29 degrees.
Good morning. We're trying to clear up a couple of accidents. Happened a little bit earlier out here on Murfreesboro Pike at Wilhagen. Also there at Nolensville Pike at Acala Drive. Traffic still looks good. 24 is starting to pick up just a bit. 24 westbound coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County towards Nashville. We expect traffic to probably be a little bit lighter this morning with school being out. Traffic's on the increase out here in West Nashville. Bellevue on I-40 eastbound coming in from Kingston Springs. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out today at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests.
Americare Services Incorporated, family-owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
All the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
Americare Services Incorporated.
These are WGNS Good Neighbor events. At 11 o'clock this Saturday morning, the Rutherford County Democratic Party host its county presidential convention at the McFadden Community Center. Again, that'll be this Saturday morning at 11. Art and craft supplies are being collected for adults with intellectual disabilities, and they're doing that this Saturday from 10 until 1 over at the Lane Agri-Park. Local author Jim Sandman will be at the Line Ball Library in downtown Murfreesboro this Saturday from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. You heard him on the radio. Now meet Jim in person. He'll be talking about his book, Heaven is Like Eternal Sex. Jim Sandman will be at the Line Ball Library this Saturday from 10 until 2. And the Riverdale Theater Department's presentation of Disney's The Little Mermaid wraps up this weekend. Don't miss it at Riverdale High School. Enjoy coffee and conversation about local history this Saturday from 9 till noon. And that'll be at the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse, 717 North Academy Street.
When is the best time to move to Adams Place?
We debated coming here for 3 or 4 years before we came, and I wish we had come a little earlier. Everything could be managed here, and that was a great blessing for us all. I've had a lot of support and a lot of friendships that have kept me going.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Hey, it's 21 before the hour of 7 o'clock. John Dickens with you, along with DB and BB. It's a new week of dad jokes.
Ignore it.
You know, I think he ran this dad joke off from the machine, copy machine. I think he took this off the internet.
I did.
So, officially, we can't blame him.
We can. He takes them all.
Okay.
He's never come up with an original.
Well, yeah, that's true. I wonder who started dad jokes. You know, we need to have a conversation about that. Maybe next, in just a few minutes, we'll talk about who invented the dad joke.
Probably a dad.
Yeah, well, I know. But
I mean, they've always been around. They just started calling them dad jokes.
Yeah, dad just makes a joke. Yeah. Tries to be funny.
Mm.
Speaking of trying.
Why was Billy Joel's laundry still wet?
I don't know.
He didn't start the dryer.
That was dumb.
It was dumb. I liked it because he was singing it, and he doesn't sing that great. And so it made it
was funny.
It made it funny.
I give it a 3.
I'll give it a 3. You were expecting a 4 from me, weren't you? Fooled you. 6:41 here on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. Oppenheimer, the big winner at the Oscars on ABC. It won 7 awards, including Best Actor for Cillian Murphy and Best Director for Christopher Nolan.
Starting with the release of the film in July, the response from people around the world far exceeded anything that I'd imagined possible.
Barbie got just one award. Killers of the Flower Moon didn't get any. A summit gets underway in the Caribbean today on skyrocketing violence in Haiti. The U.S. military has airlifted non-essential embassy personnel out of Port-au-Prince. The Miami Herald's Jacqueline Charles.
The U.S. Embassy is actually located in a crossroads of about 3 powerful gangs. I mean, the country is at near collapse.
Kate Middleton, Princess of Wales, has issued an apology over the family photo pulled by media outlets around the world over alterations. Kate says she's an amateur photographer who likes to tinker and experiment with editing. Part of her daughter's arm appeared to be missing. CBS News Brief.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. A suspect is wanted after a Friday morning bank robbery in Murfreesboro. Police say the robber entered this bank just before 10 o'clock with a revolver and demanded money. He left the bank on foot. The robber was wearing a green hoodie, black ski mask, gloves, and a white surgical mask. A canine unit attempted to track the robber but was unsuccessful due to the inclement weather. Here's why your cell phone kept going off this weekend. There was a girl missing, the center of an Amber Alert. The good news is she's been found safe in Texas, according to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. The TBI issued an endangered child alert on behalf of 7-year-old Iris Crum Saturday, March 2nd. Authorities reported that she was last seen Friday, March 1st, near Blue Fox Trail in Murfreesboro. On Friday, March 8th, the TBI upgraded the endangered child alert to an Amber Alert based on additional information developed during the search for 7-year-old Iris Crum and growing concern about her well-being. Iris was believed to be in the company of her non-custodial mother, 30-year-old Kayla Cereda. This past Sunday, the TBI announced that Iris was found safe in Texas and Kayla was taken into custody. 21-year-old Luca Howard of Murfreesboro announced his intention to run for the 49th District of Tennessee State House of Representatives, representing most of Smyrna, parts of Laverne, and central Rutherford County. The district consists almost of 70,000 residents and is currently headed by Mike Sparks of Smyrna. He's the second Democrat vying for the Democratic nomination and is still garnering signatures to qualify for the August 1st primary. More news online at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Visit novatech.net. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed. Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at MTE.com.
Adams Place has been a wonderful place. I'm Greg Shannon. I ride a bike, so I keep my bike on the patio. It's easy to get in and out, and water aerobics, like I said, and then they have stretch and balance to help you, because us old people, we fall a lot. So she's trying to teach us how to keep from falling and to, you know, protect yourself and be careful and be smart, you know.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me from about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Some people drive past Middle Point Landfill and see a mound of dirt covering yesterday's garbage, but we don't see that. At Middle Point, we see yesterday's trash as tomorrow's opportunity. We see an opportunity to convert naturally occurring gas into a low-carbon alternative to fossil fuel. We're Middle Point Landfill, and we see so much more than waste. Middle Point's vision doesn't end at the start of our driveway. We're Middle Point Landfill, and we truly see a brighter future for all of us in Rutherford County.
Hey guys, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low T. Be sure to schedule your health assessment at Low T Center. For established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored self-inject at-home testosterone treatments with an average payment of $150 a month cash pay, including labs and medication. If you need the convenience of at-home treatment, Low T Center makes it easy, shipping treatments directly to you. Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Capstar Bank.
If you're looking for an authentic relationship with financial experts who genuinely care about your unique needs, Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank wants to help you reach your financial goals, because at Capstar Bank, you matter to us. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, CapstarBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Information you need.
We don't have enough emergency shelter space, but the real issue is affordable housing.
That's Amber Hampton.
We have folks that come through the shelter. They get a check every single month, and they just can't find housing. The list is just insanely long. We live in a college town, so college kids are going to scoop up the cheaper housing faster. There's a lot of folks that if we could find them available places to rent for like $400 or $500 a month, we could put them in housing today, but it just doesn't exist right now.
Murfreesboro Rescue's Ed Grimes says people need to work together.
Today, there is a collaborative effort trying to bring organizations together so that we don't duplicate services. Right now, it's still an underserved population because we don't have that bed space that we need. The services that are being provided today are definitely services that are needed.
Hampton concluded.
We've got the pieces of the puzzle that we need. We just don't have enough. So, like, there's not enough outreach happening. There's not enough shelter happening. But we have the pieces. There's just not enough of it happening to where it's hitting what we need. We all work really well together, and we've got the pieces of the puzzle that we need. We just don't have enough.
That's information you need. Brought to you by Capstar Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's, what time is it? 6:48.
Already. Something like that.
Yeah, time's just flying by. All right, we have an answer to who invented the dad joke, or the origin, I guess you would say, of the dad joke. And we go to our dad joke correspondent, Brian Barrett, who is, you know, a dad joke guy.
John from Wikipedia, the encyclopedia. A dad joke.
Well, this has got to be true then.
A dad joke.
No, Wikipedia is good now.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, they let you use it on research papers and stuff. It's good now.
A dad joke is a joke, typically a pun, often presented as a one-liner or a question and answer, but less often a narrative. Generally inoffensive, dad jokes are stereotypically told with sincere humorous intent or to intentionally provoke a negative groaning reaction to their overly simplistic humor.
So this is the definition.
That's the definition. What about the origin?
You promised us an origin.
Yeah, some dumb dad did all that.
We've stumped him, haven't we?
The term dad joke received mentions in the American sitcom How I Met Your Mother in 2008 and the Australian quiz show Spicks and Specks in 2009, so it's believed to have gotten the term dad joke. While the exact origin of the term dad joke is unknown, the term was first published by Jim Caulbaugh, who wrote an impassionate defense of the genre at the Gettysburg Times in 1987. Under the headline, Don't Ban the Dad Jokes.
Okay, sort of answers that question, but that's a lot more recent than
I would
have thought.
But what I want to know is, who was the dad who first told a joke?
Yeah.
Every dad in America.
Okay, so back then when dad was trying to be funny, you know, he would, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it was God. Maybe God was the first dad to tell a joke.
But see, it's either supposed to be sincere, humorous intent or intentionally provoke a negative groaning reaction.
Yes.
So really a one or a two that gets
a
groan.
We've been saying this for like 5 years now. We've told you that.
But you're all so negative about it. Oh, I'm giving that a two. That's terrible. Actually, it's good.
Yeah, we said that. We said that. You didn't like that answer.
I mean, that's really. It ought to be the worse it is, the better.
We rated
better score
the
you get,
the joke like that for a while,
yeah, for
and
a while.
He hated it.
Yeah, yeah. You never.
You're the problem.
You never
it's
did
you.
Quite. No. You never did quite get the concept.
But you say the your rule is if you laugh.
What are you saying? Your
well, you say your rule is if I laugh, it's a good joke.
Well, no, if it's so bad, I can laugh too. I mean, there's too many complications in this voting system.
And it's all because of him, because he's never happy.
He's bitter. He's bitter about everything. Jeez. Okay. All right.
Way to bring the mood down.
Yeah.
John, do you think maybe celebrating some celebrities' birthdays could cheer us up?
Let's go for it. Sir Paul cheers me up every time I hear his voice.
That's true.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
1926, happy birthday to Ralph Abernathy, American civil rights leader. 1931, Rupert Murdoch. He's an Australian-born American media mogul, Fox Television. In 1934, Sam Donaldson, ABC White House correspondent, born in El Paso, Texas.
But I was very lucky because even before ruin came, another little piece of luck. I think I was pretty well regarded by ABC and by the management. I think they liked me. I think they liked my work. But I don't think I was anything terribly special.
Boy, he sure made a big name for himself. The way he presented the news, I guess.
He also used to do the This Week,
I think. Yeah, he
did. The Washington Show.
Yeah. Nicely retired right now. In 1962, Peter Berg, American film actor, director, and producer. More now a director than an actor. 1980, Dan Ugla. You remember Dan?
Right. Oh, no, he was pretty ugly.
American baseball player. In 1982, Thora Birch, American actress. She was in America Beauty, born in Los Angeles, California. And in 1993, Anthony Davis. He's still playing basketball, American Basketball Center. Playing with the Lakers now. So that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Dalton, yesterday we had Andy Timms, Nick Archer, and Carol Burning. What about today?
Today we've got Andrea Calfi, Ginny Williams. No, it's Ginny Williams. Rita King, Richard Seibert, Angela Ford, Chuck Ward, Preston Emore, and Ricky Turner all celebrating birthdays
now,
today.
I didn't give that to you. I did not know her name
was on here. I assumed you did it on purpose,
I did not know that.
We'll have to share that story a little later on in the show of what happened. But how can people get birthdays to us?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, cool. No.
text or call 615-893-1450. That's our number. If you want to text, that's the easiest way. We need name and phone number and age or anniversary year and all that good stuff. So call or text today, Monday birthdays or Sunday birthdays. You can get them both into us. For the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
We've never given him this much time for holidays.
Well, John, today's a holiday that I think the two of us can just go ahead and celebrate throughout the rest of the show.
Okay.
Because today is National Workplace Nap Day.
Oh.
So I think
7 o'clock hour?
You need a day for that?
How about the 7 o'clock hour? That seems to always work.
Yep, it'll put you right to sleep.
Well, it depends because he's going to do his new voice today.
Oh, that's true.
He's not going to do the Rutherford Issues voice. He's going to do his Wake Up Crew voice.
Hey, everybody, what's up? He can do Joe Rogan. He could go, hey, man, look. Look, man, let's take a look at the weather, man.
Oh, man. 6:55 here. You want to take another look at the weather? We probably need to, don't we?
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll wake up to a couple more frosty mornings, but our temperatures will be warming up throughout the week. Details-wise, we'll have a bit of frost on the ground to start our day off today. Otherwise, we'll have sunny skies and a high near 61. We'll have another round of frost develop tonight with mostly clear skies and a low around 34. Tuesday, we'll warm up to 68 with sunny skies. Tuesday night has a low of 45. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 29 degrees.
Improve your quality of life and call Dr. Sean Lancaster with Hearing Aid and Audiology Services. If you've been struggling with your hearing, I encourage you to give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
Good morning. Starting to pick up already at time 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. Traffic's moving out here for the most part. As far as serious accidents, it seems to be a little bit lighter than normal with the kids out of school today. Murfreesboro Pike at Will Hagen, that wreck is over to the side. They're trying to clean that up, coming inbound on Murfreesboro Pike. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has you covered with catering. Check out that menu at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
Habitat for Humanity trains people to be successful at home ownership.
So they're very, very prepared for home ownership, and they are buying their home.
You heard correctly. The Habitat homeowner buys their home. It's not given to them.
It just does so much for the community.
Contact Habitat for Humanity and discover how you can help others with home ownership.
It's just a great impact on the family.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
This responsible gaming message is brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. When you play the lottery, it's important to play responsibly. Know your limit and spend only what you can afford. Set a budget and stick to it. And remember, as long as you're having fun, you're always a winner in our book. The Tennessee Lottery is a proud supporter of National Problem Gambling Awareness Month. To learn more about problem gambling resources, visit tnlottery.com.
There's a lot going on here. Entertainers come in three or four times a week. I'm Greg Shannon. Come and check out Adam's Place. Of all the places we checked, it was by far the most comfortable. People make a difference in your life. And here, when we first got here, you know, they come up and said, hey, join us for dinner. They just want you to be part of the community, you know? Just feel so welcoming.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me from about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 2 minutes before the hour, and Daniel McKee School is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. We're doing a great job helping get our young people on the right track. Does the school split the flowers? I don't know. Everything
They'll
there does a great job.
Front office so everybody can see.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Daniel McKee School will receive flowers from the family of Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS.
And you can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate someone as Good Neighbor of the Day. You can also call or text that very same number to get your birthdays and anniversaries to us, 615-893-1450. Or, even easier, head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get those in there so that we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our good friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Coming up, we've got a check of world news on WGNS from CBS, and it is brought to you by the Low T Center and French's Shoes and Boots.
Family owned and operated since 1903, French's is always stocked with top brands in work and western wear. We're your hometown store for boots, shoes, and more.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Standing by is CBS for an update of the news right here on News Radio WGNS, the Big G. And it's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Oscar triumph.
Oppenheimer. Yes.
Criticizing Netanyahu.
He's hurting Israel more than helping Israel.
Chaos in Haiti.
Gangs control over 80% of the capital.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Hollywood's big night, the 96th Academy Awards. Nichelle Turner of Entertainment Tonight has our report.
Best picture.
Hollywood legend Al Pacino removed all the suspense when he skipped naming the 10 films nominated for Best Picture.
And my eyes see Oppenheimer.
And going right to the winner.
I have been dreaming about this moment for so long.
The film pulled in an impressive 7 total Academy Awards.
Christopher Nolan Oppenheimer.
Including Best Director for Christopher Nolan and Best Actor Cillian Murphy.
I would really like to dedicate this to the peacemakers everywhere.
And for Robert Downey Jr. as Best Supporting Actor.
I'd like to thank my terrible childhood.
While Oppenheimer reigned, its summer box office rival Barbie also commanded respect. Barbie's only Oscar of the night went to Billie Eilish and Brother Phineas for Best Original Song. I'm just But Gosling stole the show, donning a bedazzled pink suit to perform Barbie's chart-topping song, I'm Just Ken. Gosling and his Ken dancers electrified the crowd and even triggered a wardrobe malfunction for Emma Stone.
My dress is broken. I think it happened during I'm Just Ken.
Stone winning Best Actress for Poor Things. Davine Joy Randolph was overcome with emotion, winning for Best Supporting Actress for playing a grieving mother in The Holdovers.
For so long, I've always wanted to be different. And now I realize I just need to be myself.
Outside the Dolby Theater in L.A. Protests over Israel's war in Gaza slowed the arrival for some stars on the red carpet. In the Mideast, Israel's prime minister is pushing back against President Biden's comment that Benjamin Netanyahu is hurting Israel more than he's helping it. CBS's Chris Livesay.
Amid the mounting humanitarian crisis in Gaza, Israel plans to invade Rafah, a Hamas stronghold, but also a refuge to more than 1 million Palestinians. President Biden was asked if that would be a red line.
There's no red line. I'm going to cut off all weapons. But there's red lines that if it crosses, and it cannot have 30,000 more Palestinians dead.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed his military will go to Rafah regardless.
I have a red line. You know what the red line is? That October 7th doesn't happen again.
This week marks the start of Ramadan, the Islamic holy month, a time of prayer and fasting, but in recent years, violence as well, over Israeli restrictions on accessing Muslim holy sites in Jerusalem. Samer Sinijlawi is an activist with the Palestinian political party Fatah.
I wish the Americans will be able to put more pressure in the coming few days. It's a ticking bomb situation.
It's a ticking time bomb.
Nobody can tell you what could happen.
New moves by the U.S. to help Americans still in Haiti as gangs in the country seize more control. CBS's Vladimir Dutier.
Desperation in Haiti, where U.N. officials say around 15,000 people have been displaced in roughly the last week amid the latest spike in gang violence. Missing from action, Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who has been staying in Puerto Rico since last Tuesday. Some in Haiti's capital of Port-au-Prince, including gang leaders, have called for his ouster. The U.S. Southern Command confirmed the military had conducted an operation to fortify the American embassy in Port-au-Prince and evacuate non-essential personnel.
The U.S. embassy is actually located in a crossroads of about 3 powerful gangs.
Jacqueline Charles is the Caribbean correspondent for the Miami Herald. She said Haiti is near collapse.
Port-au-Prince itself is basically landlocked by gangs that control all of the major roads out of the capital.
Britain's Princess Kate has apologized for confusion caused by her editing of a family photo released by the palace. CBS's Holly Williams.
Released by the palace yesterday, the photograph of Kate and her 3 young children is the first official image we've seen of the princess since she underwent abdominal surgery in January. But now several news agencies, including Reuters and the Associated Press, have withdrawn the new photo from publication, one saying it's been manipulated by the source. The agencies have strict rules about altering images.
The Associated Press pointed to blurring around Princess Charlotte's wrist, where part of her sweater looks to have been altered. And other outlets have called attention to the misalignment of Kate's zipper, as evidence the photo was changed.
The palace may have been attempting to reassure the public with the new photo of the popular princess, apparently taken by her husband. But instead, it's created more headlines and more questions.
5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A top Al-Qaeda leader is dead, as we hear from CBS's Cammie McCormick.
He was the head of Al-Qaeda's Yemen branch. Khalid al-Batarfi had a $5 million U.S. bounty on his head after leading the group in the Arabian Peninsula, the branch considered one of the most dangerous in the world. It isn't clear how he died. The militant group showed a video of him wrapped in a white funeral shroud and Al-Qaeda's black and white flag.
13 passengers were hospitalized, among 50 who were hurt after a technical problem on a LATAM flight from Australia to New Zealand caused the Boeing Dreamliner to dip violently over the Tasman Sea. The plane landed without incident. Here at home, CBS's Matt Piper tells us.
The Justice Department is investigating that Alaska Airlines door blowout from January. Investigators have contacted some passengers and crew, including pilots and flight attendants, who were on the flight. Part of the investigation, whether anything that led up to or contributed to that malfunction could affect the deferred prosecution agreement aircraft manufacturing giant Boeing entered into with the Justice Department in 2021.
There's an investigation in Indonesia after both pilots during a flight on a local airline in late January fell asleep for about half an hour. The plane went off course, but no one was hurt. The pilots were temporarily suspended. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
What if there is a murderer walking among us? Follow the clues, solve the mystery.
This village really is a place where murder is easy.
Agatha Christie's Murder is Easy, a brand new BritBox original series, is streaming now, adding to the largest collection of Agatha Christie, including Miss Marple, Poirot, Why Didn't They Ask Evans, and more.
The whole collection, it is magnificent.
Stream the best of British TV, only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. With updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Happy you've joined us this morning. 7:09 now. It's the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along with us here as well this morning. Right now, let's get some more information. It's Traffic and Weather Together, brought to you by Toots.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. When I go places, people like to tell me their favorite menu item. One of the most popular is our catfish basket. Delicious fillets of catfish, fried golden brown, and served over curly fries, or any side item for that matter. They're on our menu daily and on special every single Friday. At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Checking your Rutherford County weather, we'll wake up to a couple more frosty mornings, but our temperatures will be warming up throughout the week. Details-wise, we'll have a bit of frost on the ground to start our day off today. Otherwise, we'll have sunny skies and a high near 61. We'll have another round of frost develop tonight with mostly clear skies and a low around 34. Tuesday, we'll warm up to 68 with sunny skies. Tuesday night, it's a low of 45. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning. It's finally starting to pick up just a bit with more volume on 24 westbound coming in from Murfreesboro up through Antioch as traffic starts to increase over here on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Centennial Boulevard there at Briley Parkway, we saw what appeared to be a minor accident, and it's starting to also crowd, get a little bit crowded there on Vietnam Vets coming westbound at Conference Drive headed towards I-65. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has you covered with catering. Check them out today online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Everywhere you look, everywhere there's a heart, a hand to hold on to. Everywhere you look.
Welcome into the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. It is about 12 minutes now after 7 o'clock. It's Brian, it's John, it's Dalton, and we're here for a Monday morning. This is episode 1361.
It's a national nap day.
Oh, I'm sorry you woke me up from a nap.
Does that help? Could you hear that? Let's see. Wait, this is the first day of the work week of spring forward, so here comes the sun.
Yeah.
Spring begins in 8 days.
I don't know what.
Well, I mean, I don't understand why the 7 o'clock hour doesn't get sound effects too.
It's true. Whoop.
Yeah, I mean,
Why don't you hit a few in your seven o'clock hour?
Oh, I've
hit this one plenty.
Okay, well, that's just toward us.
Spring in 8 days, spring break in just 12 days, and Easter is 20 days away. Oh, the little light applause from the studio. It's like, oh.
Very nice. It's the only sound effect you allow us to do.
Oh, we could golf clap.
I wish you could have a way you could do your sounds and stuff over here.
I'll work on it real quick.
Yeah, you just do that. We've got our friends from Sunshine Nutrition Center coming up here in just a few. We're going to play a game today of some type. Who knows?
And Jeopardy. What?
Family Feud?
Family Feud, Jeopardy.
You're kind of in this Family Feud idea, aren't you?
Well, Brian, Dalton said he liked it, and I liked it, so what's the problem?
There's no problem.
We played 5 second rule like for 16 weeks. I mean, and then, you know.
That's true. That's because he liked it. He didn't like it when you made him play.
No, it's not that I didn't like playing. Yeah. It's that the flow doesn't work when, but whatever. No other game we play, the host also plays because it doesn't work that way, but it's okay.
How about our song of the day?
Is there an official rule for that? Like, the host can never play?
No, it's just hard to both host and play a game, you know.
God, you talk with your hands just like your father.
when you're doing random questions, it's also difficult to be hosting asking.
Does Bobby do that too? Like,
Bobby doesn't know how to talk.
Okay.
Song of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Our final week of happy, feel-good songs.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa.
Here we go. Song of the day.
Man, you didn't turn your mic off.
Nope. That was, what is that called? Scatting?
Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves. When did that song come out? Do you know, John?
No, it's just what I said. Secret to My Success was the first time I ever heard it. That was 1989, probably.
I wonder if that group is not still around, are they? Katrina and the Waves?
I don't think so.
I feel like you'd have to change your name.
I think that's a one-hit wonder.
Okay. 1983, yep.
Yeah, I feel like that's a really unfortunate name for a band.
They were a British rock band.
Hmm. After the hurricane, you know, like probably not a good name for your band, Katrina and the Waves.
Yeah, that was probably pre.
Well, yes, for sure, but.
This was their first American hit. Their biggest success in the UK was Love Shine a Light in 1997, so.
97?
Yeah.
So later.
They had some, they were a British band. They had some, one kind of a hit here, but pretty successful over there. So there you go. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. That's so stupid.
You've heard the term, you are what you eat, right?
Oh, yes. New- and I ate a handsome man this morning.
New research out of another carb capital in France revealed that the opposite sex finds a person's face less attractive after they've eaten carbohydrate foods.
Well, yeah, because carbs make you chubby. I don't understand.
The unappetizing findings, published in some magazine, tested this group of men and women over breakfast. Some participants dined on high-carb menus, others on low-glycemic alternatives. 2 hours after the meal, photos of the subjects were taken and handed out, with the volunteers asking them to rate the others' curb appeal.
Or carb appeal. What else?
Those who ate carbs, both men and women, were given lower facial attractiveness scores across the board.
Oh, that's baloney. Really?
Well, that's a protein. Just kidding.
Zing!
Man, I rate that dad joke a 2.
Those who wrote in their survey that they typically eat high-carb breakfast and snacks also tanked in the ratings. So...
That makes no sense whatsoever.
None?
Was it a blind test? Did they know of what the people had eaten?
Ooh, that's a good point.
Because if they knew, then they could be making it up. If it's a blind test, there's probably some legitimacy there.
Well, I'm...
Or it's a coincidence, which is also
true.
Pretty sure,
you know, some ate high-carb foods, some ate the lower-carb or low-glycemic alternatives, and then they were shown pictures of those people later. And the survey found that those people... that were looking at the photos ranked the ones that ate the high carb diet lower. Facial attractiveness as an important factor of social interactions seems to be impacted by immediate and chronic refined carbohydrate consumption, according to the author of the study. So you eat carbs, you're less attractive. Face it. Eating carbs makes you ugly.
Face it.
Gee, you must be a walking billboard for it, Brian.
I'm checking sports now.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
From the NFL breaking news late Sunday, with the Pittsburgh Steelers reportedly agreeing to sign veteran quarterback Russell Wilson to a one-year deal. Tampa Bay Buccaneers and quarterback Baker Mayfield reportedly agree on a three-year deal worth $100 million, $50 million guaranteed. And the New England Patriots traded quarterback Mac Jones to the Jacksonville Jaguars. NBA games of note, Thunder over the Grizzlies, 124-93. Oklahoma City moves one game up on Denver for the top record in the Western Conference. Timberwolves lose to the Lakers, 120-109. Anthony Davis, 27 points. 25 rebounds for LA. Minnesota now a game and a half out of that top spot in the West. Bucks over the Clippers, 124-117. Damian Lillard, 35 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 34 points for Milwaukee. Pacers over the Magic, 111-97. 76ers beat the Knicks, 79-71. College basketball, Stetson, Drake, and Longwood all win their conference tournament titles to get automatic bids into the NCAA tournament.
I like water aerobics.
Margaret Ordobadian chose Adam's Place.
It's been a great boon for my health to have water aerobics. The pool is a saltwater pool, and the instructors are all geriatric trained.
And then they have stretch and balance to help you keep from falling.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me from about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
Boots, Boots, Boots. French's Shoes and Boots is your hometown store for the latest in Southern style and unbeatable prices. French's famous bargain racks are loaded with deals on name brand footwear priced 70 to 90% below retail. Come see why French's has been Tennessee's favorite place to shop since 1903. Find that new favorite pair you'll be proud to wear at French's Shoes and Boots.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
For home restoration at a price you can afford, trust the professionals at Farrah Construction to get the job done on time and within your budget. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other room. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Your good health, that's what we're talking about this morning. Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Kim, good morning to you.
Good morning.
This is National Nutrition Month. We're going to be talking about making you feel better. And today we're going to talk about a vegan plant-based diet. That doesn't sound real exciting, but maybe it is it delicious?
Well, you know, it's very trendy. Right.
Okay.
I mean, I think, you know, veganism, you know, when I first was exposed to it, you know, 20 something years ago, was like it was like a very niche thing. And so now I think it's become a lot more trendy for a lot of different reasons, sometimes for sustainability reasons, because it's there's definitely concerns about the environment and climate change. And so there's a much less of a carbon footprint with your vegetables and fruits and grains and that type of thing than it is with meat, for instance. And so there's certainly a push for it that way. But there's also a ton of research that supports plant-based diets for things like heart disease, kidney disease. And so, and we have, you know, such a huge incidence of both of those in this country. And so you can see where it's popular for those type of things too.
I will say this, my cousin went on a vegan diet and became a vegetarian, so to speak, and he was overweight. He trimmed down and has kept his weight off by being a vegan.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about the choices that you make. I mean, you can have a perfectly healthy omnivore diet or a perfectly healthy vegan diet, or you could have very unhealthy versions of both of them, right? So the problem with any fad diet, I don't care if it's keto, paleo, vegan, what have you, is that there's a certain amount of junk food that's available for all of those different types of things. Then these people are like, oh, great, well, I can be vegan and have this too. Well, I mean, that product isn't any better than the version that was not vegan. They just took the dairy out and put oat milk in it instead. It still has the same amount of sugar, right? So it doesn't, you know, so we still have to make good choices, right? But there is a lot of really great data on how a plant-based diet can be really beneficial for a lot of those types of disorders. And we have these huge epidemic of course, cardiovascular disease in this country. It doesn't seem to get any better. There's a lot of wisdom to doing a plant-based diet for cancer prevention or post-cancer treatments and those types of things. And so, and there was a really fantastic book years ago by T. Colin Campbell called The China Study. And there's another really popular book. It's been out now for probably 18 or 19 years, Eat to Live by Joel Fuhrman, So those are two really good resources, but they talk about how there's not really a big difference between if you ate vegan 100% of the time or if you ate vegan 90% of the time. So they give you sort of that little bit of wiggle room to be a sort of a quote unquote flexitarian, you know, for the person that wants to eat a little chicken here and there, because socially, sometimes it's very restrictive to be vegan, especially. So the difference between vegan and vegetarian is vegan is zero animal products whatsoever, which means no eggs and no dairy. Whereas vegetarian allows for eggs and dairy. And so if you think about it, if you go to a restaurant, you know, oftentimes there's not a lot of vegan options because even a salad, for instance, will usually have cheese on it, you know. And so if you get those things taken off, you know, egg or what have you, you're kind of left with lettuce and berries maybe, you know, did you really just pay $15 for, you know, for lettuce? And so, whereas if you're vegetarian, there's a little bit more flexibility there, right? But the health benefits really lean more towards as plant-powered as you can possibly be. So I think that the wisdom isn't necessarily in trying to be at one extreme or the other, but it's how can we incorporate more and more plant foods into our diet?
Now, would you be better off going the vegan way or the vegetarian way if you're starting to, you know, change from an omnivorous diet?
Usually they recommend a slow transition. They don't recommend cold turkey for people, not because it's detoxifying or harmful to go cold turkey, but just because people are typically more compliant if they sort of let things go a little bit at a time, you know. So like there's a book called, again, a super old book, probably 20 years or older at this point, called Becoming Vegetarian. There's something called Becoming Vegan, and they would sort of recommend, okay, let's get rid of red meat first, right? Then maybe let's get rid of poultry. Then we've got fish. And then we've got, you know, dairy, and then you would get rid of fish, and then you would, you know, dairy would be the last thing that you would get rid of, right? And not only does what that helps with is that not everybody thrives on a vegan or vegetarian diet. Some people naturally, based upon their genetics, based upon their physical activity level, they do better on some protein. And so you might find that, you know what, I feel really great on this more of a pescatarian style diet where I have some fish, you know, I have, you know, some dairy or some eggs, but I ditch the poultry and the red meat and I feel amazing like this. I don't feel the need to restrict any further, because there is some, for some people, an emotional component to food. And the more and more that you restrict, you know, you almost feel like you get in this small box. Like I mentioned before, you go out to eat, there's nothing to eat. So people tend to socialize less. They don't go to parties or things like that because they worry about whether or not they have anything that they can eat there. And so, you know, but sort of this gradual process or a little bit of that flexitarian sort of mode might give you some of those kind of opportunities. But most of the time you're really doing what is best for your body.
For people who want to learn more, they need to come to Sunshine Nutrition Center. And where are you located?
We have two locations, Murfreesboro, 621 South Church Street, and in Smyrna, 901 Rock Springs Road.
Go by and say howdy to Kim Dunaway at Sunshine Nutrition Center. Thank you, Kim.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. We use cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
Folks, I hope you're listening every Sunday night at 8 o'clock to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll talk about some local politics, national politics, all types of topics, all types of guests. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Talk to you then.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:30, you're listening into The Wake Up Crew on a Monday morning, first day after the big spring forward, John.
Yeah, yesterday, Andy Timms, Nick Archer, and Carol Burning had birthdays. They may have lost an hour of their birthday. Andrea Calfee today, Jenny Williams, Rita King, Richard Seibert, Angela Ford, Chuck Ward, Preston Emore, and Ricky Turner had birthdays today.
All right, if you want to add to our birthday list, it's super simple. Just text or call 615-893-1450, but now's the time to do it because we give away the banana pudding at 8 o'clock. So call or text in now. It's the deadline time for birthdays and anniversaries. Checking local news, traffic, and weather now.
Family owned and operated since 1903, French's is always stocked with the top brands at work in Western wear. Plus, we're the best place in the South to get Hey Dude shoes with the best selection in town.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll wake up to a couple more frosty mornings, but our temperatures will be warming up throughout the week. Details-wise, we'll have a bit of frost on the ground to start our day off today. Otherwise, we'll have sunny skies and a high near 61. We'll have another round of frost develop tonight with mostly clear skies and a low around 34. Tuesday, we'll warm up to 68 with sunny skies. Tuesday night is a low of 45. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
Good morning. They just opened it back up there on Elmaville Road at I-24 in Rutherford County where we had a crash. Still a little bit crowded there, working your way down Elmaville Road towards the interstate. Also clearing up an earlier crash, Centennial Boulevard at Briley Parkway. It's busy now on 24 coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. Watch for some radar out here, I-40, especially in Wilson County this morning. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has you covered with catering. Check them out today, princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. 21-year-old Luca Howard of Murfreesboro announced his intention to run for the 49th District of Tennessee's State House of Representatives, representing most of Smyrna, parts of Laverne, and central Rutherford County. The district consists almost of 70,000 residents and is currently headed by Mike Sparks of Smyrna. He's the second Democrat vying for the Democratic nomination and is still garnering signatures to qualify for the August 1st primary. A suspect is wanted after a Friday morning bank robbery in Murfreesboro. Police say the robber entered this bank just before 10 o'clock with a revolver and demanded money. He left the bank on foot. The robber was wearing a green hoodie, black ski mask, gloves, and a white surgical mask. A canine unit attempted to track the robber but was unsuccessful due to the inclement weather. Here's why your cell phone kept going off this weekend. There was a girl missing, the center of an Amber Alert. The good news is she's been found safe in Texas, according to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. The TBI issued an endangered child alert on behalf of 7-year-old Iris Crum Saturday, March 2nd. Authorities reported that she was last seen Friday, March 1st, near Blue Fox Trail in Murfreesboro. On Friday, March 8th, the TBI upgraded the endangered child alert to an Amber Alert based on additional information developed during the search for 7-year-old Iris Crum and growing concern about her well-being. Iris was believed to be in the company of her non-custodial mother, 30-year-old Kayla Cereda. This past Sunday, the TBI announced that Iris was found safe in Texas and Kayla was taken into custody. More news online at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
TV too loud? We can help with that. I'm Dr. Sean Lancaster with Hearing Aid and Audiology Services. If you've been struggling with your hearing, I encourage you to give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
Manufacturing, construction, agriculture. Blue-collar jobs are the backbone of America. Those workers know the car they drive to work isn't just for show. It's what gets them to their paycheck. So where do you turn when you need a car but your credit isn't perfect? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been helping everyday Americans like you through life's financial journey for over 65 years. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Bell Jewelers reminds you that it's spring cleaning time. Look through their jewelry, and there may be styles that you don't necessarily wear anymore. Bring them to us here at Bell Jewelers. We'll buy the gold that you don't want anymore. We can take the stones and reset them into a more current piece. Come to Bell Jewelers, and we'll help create a special piece just for you. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. United Communications, MTE's internet company, continues to grow. United announced plans in August for an $85 million expansion to another 77,000 MTE members in Murfreesboro. Find out more at mte.com/internet.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:35 from News Radio WGNS, and time for us to play another exciting rendition of the 5-second rule.
It's been a few weeks since we've played this game, so we're going to go over the rules really quickly. I will give a prompt, and you will have 5 seconds to answer the question provided in that prompt, and it will be naming three of one thing. John, would you like to start us off this morning?
No.
Okay. Are you gonna, though?
Well, I can, yeah.
Okay.
He's not paying attention anyway. He's doing something else over there.
Let's see. This one. All right. John, name three things that you might put on a refrigerator door.
A wreath, a hole, and a camera. Oh, I think I got it.
I don't think you got it in time.
You put a wreath on a camera? I mean, on a... What is it?
On a refrigerator door?
Yeah.
You put a wreath on
I thought it said door, front door. Sorry. I should have another one. I did not understand the question. So give me another one.
Okay.
That disqualification.
This one's more difficult. Name three white flowers.
I hate you.
I really do.
I just hate you.
I just pulled a random question.
You know what the first thing that came into my mind was? Martha White.
I was going to say a tulip.
I think tulips are white. Roses can be white.
Yeah, but...
Dandelions.
Daisies are the first one, you know.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. Let's see what you get. What name a fruit? Okay.
All right, name three things you trim.
Your beard, a tree, and your hedge.
Okay.
Trim your hedges.
I think hedges and trees probably fall into the same. All right, John, name three high school sports.
Football, basketball, track.
Good job. And with time to spare, I think that gives you a second point.
Oh, yeah, give me another
one. Oh, yeah, I'm changing the rules now.
Name three hotel chains.
Hilton.
You're not going to make it.
No. Garden Plaza. Which isn't even there anymore.
You only named
Embassy
two.
Embassy Suites.
Motel 6 or whatever. Yeah. Anyway. John, name three ways to get rid of unwanted guests.
No, I can't. Go ahead. The three things that came to my mind. I didn't think it might be appropriate on the air.
Name three human bones.
The femur, the humerus, and the patella.
I have no way to check if those are correct.
I know the femur.
Right.
And what's the other one? Patella.
Uh-huh. And the humerus.
The humerus, yeah.
That's the funny bone.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is cartilage, actually, but we'll give it to him. John, name three professional golfers.
Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, and Tiger Woods.
Name three national holidays.
President's Day and Valentine's Day and Christmas.
Oh, I don't think you got that in time.
I heard the last one
roll through.
Oh, you
gave yourself a ding. Yeah. I don't think you got that in time.
I don't think Valentine's Day is a national holiday
either.
No,
it's not.
So.
Sure it is. It's on the calendar.
No. That's not national. That just means it's like a...
It's a national holiday.
No, sorry. You lose.
No, I don't.
All right, John, name three dairy products.
Milk, soy, cheese.
I don't know if soy is a dairy product.
That's
it might
okay.
Be.
That's
know.
Okay. It's Valentine's Day. It's on the calendar. It's on the calendar. Soy's on the calendar.
Show me the soy in a
did
cow,
you,
and
did
I'll
you
give
buzz
it to
me
you.
Out?
Yes.
And we're giving you Valentine's Day. Give me a break.
You get so angry at me, but he's the one. It's him.
I don't even know why he has a buzzer. I don't even understand that.
Name three cell phone companies.
Sprint, Verizon, and AT&T.
John, name three things on the McDonald's menu.
I just don't have it today, fellas. Quarter pounder. What's the first one?
Milkshake.
No, but
French fries.
Yeah, but
McDouble.
I got stuck on the other one. The their big thing. Their big hamburger.
Big Mac.
The Big Mac.
Yeah, I got stuck on that. Sorry.
Name three things to buy for back to school shopping.
Pencils, backpack, and crayons.
Well, that was hard.
Name three feathered animals.
Bird, ostrich, and duck.
All right, we got a couple more, maybe.
Did I get a ding on that one? No,
you did. Name three ice cream toppings.
Cherries, sprinkles, and fudge. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, all right. You lost that one. Good. I'm glad you lost.
That's the 5-second rule.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Adams Place was a very, very good thing for us to do at our ages or earlier, because I would have been more able to do a lot of the things that are here for us to help us keep feeling younger.
I saw this young lady with her father, and she said, yeah, I'm trying to convince my dad that it's better to move in 5 years earlier than 5 minutes too late.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Get rid of brown splotches, red marks on our face, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. Look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Since 1903, French's Shoes and Boots has been your hometown store for boots, shoes, apparel, and more. We always have the latest styles from all of your favorite brands. Plus, we have racks loaded with unbelievable bargains, up to 90% off. If you find a lower price, we'll match it, because nobody beats French's everyday low prices.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:42 here to wrap up the Wake Up Crew for a Monday morning. It is March the 11th for those keeping up, and we say good morning to the folks over at Daniel McKee School, the good neighbors of the day today, for doing a great job helping our young people, keep them on the right track. Everyone there does a great job. Someone wrote in to tell us, and that's Daniel McKee School receiving the flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS. So you can send us a good neighbor by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate a good neighbor of the day. You can also do that from our website as well, wgnsradio.com/good neighbor. The Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You know, United Communications, that's their internet company. They're continuing to grow and announced back in August a multi-year project expansion, creating 1,400 root miles of new fiber optic lines capable of delivering multi-gig internet service. Find out more at mte.com/internet. United Communications, fast, local, fiber.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
All right, here is today's dad joke. Why was Billy Joel's laundry still wet?
I don't know.
He didn't start the dryer.
Replay.
I think we gave it a three.
We probably need the buzzer back where we can compare to.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know, I kind of missed the buzzer after we got rid of it.
I don't.
Oh.
No, it's fine. Buzzer's fine.
You're young and you run the show. You know.
What have we learned today?
I didn't learn anything.
Yes, I've never learned anything, I don't think.
There was nothing. I know 6 o'clock hour, we didn't even talk about a subject. We just talked about each other and mostly badly.
That's true. We mostly just insulted each other.
You didn't talk about each other.
Huh?
You didn't talk about each other. You insulted me.
Oh, yeah. That was like for a whole 10 minutes.
That's true. We did, didn't we?
That's one of the best shows we've ever had. What were we insulting you about? Can't remember.
Everything.
Oh, what? Oh, we talked about your election coverage, which was very good.
We told you it was good.
Yeah. We just critiqued your one little problem that you have.
Just one.
P
well, air piano.
I think that's all we mentioned, wasn't it? The rest of it
we
was
talked
good.
About how great it was and yeah. whatever. We did say that you needed to be more Wake Up Crew and less Rutherford Issues.
But yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's not necessarily true on election coverage.
I wouldn't think. Well,
the lawman came and scared probably. Me. He scared me.
So there is a correction to be made. I will give myself a buzzer, as St. Valentine's Day is not a federal holiday, but it is a day of love where candy, flowers, and gifts are exchanged.
My question is, why would you look that up? Just you were looking it up to prove
he was
us wrong.
To prove us wrong, yes.
Yeah, to prove us wrong, and it backfired.
No, I wanted
but
to give.
But he did admit that he was wrong.
I wanted to give the proper well,
that's
information.
That's the first step of the,
ever. It's first
that's the first step of
it.
The program. You know.
Halloween.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
Halloween's not a national
no.
holiday either.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. So.
Christmas is, and you said Christmas, and I think you said Easter.
I think that's right. So, yeah, there are several we could choose from. MLK Day, President's Day. St. Patrick's Day is apparently a federal holiday.
That's interesting that St. Patrick's Day would be and not St. Valentine's Day.
Because it doesn't say that it's not. So, celebrates Irish culture. It doesn't say that it's not a federal holiday. On this. So, there we go. All right.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, a stupid, silly stat of the day.
All right, weird Tennessee laws. In Lexington, spitting on the sidewalk is prohibited.
Ooh.
So don't spit on the sidewalk in Lexington.
Probably just don't. It's probably best practice not to spit on the sidewalk anywhere.
Yeah.
You could go to jail. All right, get out of here. See you guys tomorrow.
I won't be here.
Can you spit on the ground?
That's our song of the day, Walking on Sunshine, for John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. I'm Brian Barrett. See you tomorrow morning.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll wake up to a couple more frosty mornings, but our temperatures will be warming up throughout the week. Details-wise, we'll have a bit of frost on the ground to start our day off today. Otherwise, we'll have sunny skies and a high near 60.